In a rowboat on Butte Creek near Chico, I'm about to plunge into chilly water to snorkel with spawning salmon. And I'm accompanied by someone who's done this a lot, UC Davis fish biologist Lisa Thompson.
When you see them in the water here, they're in their environment. It's three-dimensional. They can swim so well. We may startle them, but they really have the upper hand. And they're, you know, we're just in there with our masks and snorkels trying to get by.
As I try to navigate the rushing water in a puffy diving suit, I get glimpses of these magnificent fish. And it's clear Thompson is right. The salmon do have the upper hand here, for now. But Thompson says climate change may determine the ultimate fate of these fish. She helped lead a study by UC Davis and the Stockholm Environment Institute, which found that climate change is likely to warm Butte Creek by more than 2 degrees. Water that warm is lethal to salmon. Under those conditions, the roughly 5,000 that typically spawn here would die before they ever made it upstream. The study looked beyond the fish as well, to understand what might be the effect of salmon extinction on the overall biodiversity of the area around the creek. UC Davis biologist Melanie Truant explains.
One of the primary research goals for this project was to look at tipping points. And if the salmon disappeared, would that create a tipping point, a threshold at which the ecosystem would be irrevocably changed and never recover or be a different system than it is today?
When we think of salmon in a stream, a classic image comes to mind, bears plucking the salmon out of the water. Truant wanted to understand how important the salmon actually are to bears.
Cedar tree is
for clues, she turned to a tree near the stream where bears like to scratch themselves.
We pulled about 2 or 3 years' worth of hair out of off this tree and analyzed it for stable isotopes, marine and freshwater isotope ratios, and determined that during the spawning season, the bears, at least the ones that we've sampled, have about 40% of their body tissue is derived from marine sources.
Marine sources means the ocean. Because salmon don't eat on their way upstream after leaving the sea, the nutrients in their system are the ones they have brought with them from the salt water. The study also sought to determine what other species might be dependent on salmon. For that answer, Truant turned to another piece of technology.
We set up remote cameras. They're digital cameras that are motion activated, and they work both at night and during the day. They have infrared flashes, so they'll take pictures at night. So we got daytime, nighttime. We have, 40 to 50 photographs of bears, and most of them are unique bears. We're not seeing the same bears over and over again, so there must be a pretty substantial population of bears coming down.
Truant expected to see the bears and creatures like turkey vultures. But what surprised her was the range of other species her camera captured dining on salmon. Skunks, deer, small rodents, and most surprisingly, ringtail cat.
In fact, they weren't even sure that they had ringtail cat here in the valley until the photos showed the cats coming after the salmon. So it was kind of a way to find out that there were ringtails here.
Truant's photos are fun and fascinating. But she says the implications of research suggesting the spring run Chinook might go extinct are sobering.
The bears, you know, they'd lose 40% of their nutrient source this time of year. And studies have shown that bears that consume salmon go into hibernation in better condition. They have more cubs, sort of a nutrient boost to them. And clearly it probably has that effect on other organisms as well.
With all the creatures we now know depend on salmon for their nutrition, the researchers say it becomes more urgent to manage Butte Creek in a way that keeps it cold, free-flowing, and salmon-friendly. In Sacramento, I'm Joe Rubin.